In March of last year, New York State banned visitors to nursing homes due to the coronavirus pandemic. The state allowed visitation over the summer, and last week, Governor Cuomo changed the rules to allow visits at all times and for all residents. But some family members have waited more than a year to see their loved ones. As part of our series looking back at the pandemic over the past year, WRVO's Tom Magnarelli has more on how difficult it's been for nursing home residents, family, and staff in the region over the last year.
Onondaga County Clerk Lisa Dell's mother has dementia and lives in a nursing home in Rochester.
We know by being in that nursing home that we have to be the advocates for her to get the proper care.
Last month, Dell talked about how she hadn't seen her mother in person since February of last year. When the state allowed limited visits, a nursing home had to be COVID-free for 28 days. Then it was lowered to 14 days, but the nursing home of Dell's mother was never COVID-free.
Every day, I think my mom's going to die and I'm not going to be able to see her.
Dell has been a fierce critic of Governor Cuomo's nursing home policies over the past year. But last week, Dell finally did get to see her mom in person again.
I stayed there 4 hours with her. I didn't want to leave and she didn't want me to leave.
Dell says the room was in a little bit of disarray and her mother's leg was swollen.
I definitely could see why we should have always been allowed in over the year, even if it was once a month for 1 hour or something like that. If anything like this ever happens again, there's no way they cannot let us in there and shut us out for a year. No way.
It's been the most challenging year for nursing home workers as well, says Amy Jennings, the administrator of the Waterville Residential Care Center, a 92-bed nursing home in Oneida County. She says when the pandemic first started, they lost about one-third of their staff.
Many of the workers, you know, throughout the pandemic, they kind of proved to be the survival of the most committed individuals in healthcare. Staff at the beginning, some of them quit out of fear of getting the virus. Some realized, you know, that healthcare just wasn't for them.
It was a chaotic time. Waterville had to reevaluate all their policies and procedures. The facility is usually very community friendly, with families, friends, volunteers, and pets making daily visits. When those visits had to stop, Jennings says it changed everything.
Because you noted the increased confusion. Some residents, you know, were a little more anxious. They were depressed. And a lot of times the residents don't understand why family aren't here. And the fear from the families that their loved one wouldn't remember them when they were allowed to come back.
They were hoping and waiting to reopen visits. Then in January, Waterville had their first positive case of COVID-19. Jennings says they came up with a plan.
We knew what was going to work just based on other experiences and other facilities.
Most of the residents had their first COVID vaccine and antibodies were available. But still, 48 residents ended up getting the virus and 3 people died. A handful of staff and residents were sick, but many were asymptomatic.
I think it went as good as it could have.
Jennings says the mood at Waterville has improved since visitations restarted. Central New York State Senator Rachel May, who chairs the Senate Aging Committee, heard from family members of nursing home residents at hearings held over the summer.
They saw a real decline when they were trying to do FaceTime, or some of their family members were refusing to eat. There were people who just got very depressed and lost a desire to live, and it was all because of isolation.
This week, the governor signed legislation May sponsored that allows personal caregiving visitors at nursing homes to be exempted from any visitation bans in the future.
They're really essential to the well-being of the residents, and there's a tendency to call people in nursing homes patients, but they're really residents. It's their home, and it should be a right to have visitors in your home.
The legislature is also working on other nursing home reforms that address staffing levels, profit spending, and the Ombudsman Advocacy Program. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.